Bloomington, Clarksville, and Union City will receive grants totaling $1.4 million to clean up contaminated properties. It's part of the Biden administration's focus on environmental justice and helping underserved communities. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, whether these communities will benefit from redeveloping these polluted sites depends on if they're involved.
The Environmental Protection Agency says cleaning up what are called brownfields encourages development, job growth, and raises property values. Bloomington will get about $300,000 to investigate environmental hazards in parts of downtown. Sarah K. Hillane lives near a few polluted sites in Bloomington's Waterman neighborhood. She says the city does a good job of involving residents in development decisions, but it needs to reach out to lower-income residents, who are more likely to live near these sites, earlier.
From the inception of a project to the end, not midway through after the idea has already been created.
In some cases, industrial facilities that move in can recontaminate the land. Other development can price lower-income residents out of their homes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.